Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
And good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down in Jordan, Minnesota that make by-the-yard patio furniture. Good stuff. We'll talk with Jim about that in a moment. I want to talk a little bit about Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner. They've got an after-Christmas sale going on now. You're going to find savings throughout the whole store. And I say it every week, but Cardinal Corner is not just bird feeders and bird seed either, although they have the freshest bird seed you're going to find anywhere. They've got Lee and Pam and Amy, too. Great taste. They fill their stores with beautiful things like jewelry, purses, scarves, kitchen items, home decor. Many items not only made in America, but made right here in Minnesota. And don't forget, they say, to feed suet and high fat and protein right now to those birds. And the bird seed, I said it, and I'll say it again. You won't find any fresher. Remember, the after Christmas sale is on now at Cardinal Corner. I urge you to stop in. See Lee and Pam in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. You can call them 651-455-6556 or visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim. It's officially 14 below.
14 below. And that would be at MSP, Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport.
Got a report from Dan in Lakeville. It's minus 14 there. And Debbie in Montrose, Minnesota said it's 19 below on the farm in Montrose. We've got all these reports coming in. 17,
yeah.
17 below in Hugo, 22 below in Richmond. Wow.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Richmond minus 22. Okay, well, now I'll give you what we have here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, where we've got a northwest wind and a clear sky, and it is cold, minus 23.
Whew.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Oh, man. I saw that moon this morning, though.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Sure.
A year ago on this date, the Twin Cities had low of plus 19 and a high of 30 or high of 27, and about 2 inches of crusty snow on the landscape. And we had received, you know, a little over 18 inches of snow for the season. Now we received only 7.1 inches of snow for the entire season. So we're 14.3 inches below normal in snowfall.
Wow.
Well, the sun, it's getting, you know, pinkish and reddish in the east, but the sunrise is 7:51, sunset 4:42. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 8 hours, 51 minutes of daylight, and we have gained 4 minutes of daylight since the winter solstice on December 21st. So we're headed in the right direction. The normal high for today is 24. Normal low is 10. That's on the plus side. Records for today, December 31st in the Twin Cities, high 50. That's 50 in 1904. Record low, minus 24, 1973. The most snow we've ever had in this date is 7.2 inches, and that was recorded on this date, 1977. The nearly full moon set, now you know when Denny's coming to work. The nearly full moon set this morning at 5:55, so you saw it way before that.
Oh, yes.
It rises again at 3:43 this afternoon, and will set Monday on New Year's Day morning at, that's tomorrow morning at 7:06. Now, tonight, well, actually, I should say this. Tomorrow night, New Year's Day, Monday, January 1st, is full moon. The moon sets at 4:43 p.m., and the moon rises. Okay, on the 1st, the sun sets at 4:43. The moon rises a minute before at 4:42. There we go. And it's official full moon on January 1st. The first full moon of the new year is a supermoon because it comes when it's closest to the Earth. Like all objects in our solar system, the moon's orbit is not a perfect circle, but an ellipse, kind of like a squash circle. The average distance to the moon is about 239,000 miles. But now, on the 1st, it'll be 31,000 miles closer than at its farthest point. So what happens, Denny, is tomorrow night, the moon will appear 14% bigger and 30% brighter. That's kind of neat.
We should be able to see it, too.
Yeah, right. It's going to be clear and
cold.
Yeah. Okay, so in addition, during the month of January 2018, there will be a second full moon on January 31st. The second full moon in a certain month is called the blue moon. It has nothing to do with color. It's just like the phrase, once in a blue moon. It doesn't happen very often. Usually about every 2.5 years, but this year we're going to have a second blue moon in the month of March. All kinds of neat things. Our son Christian and wife Abby have been dog sledding out of Ely the last couple of days. It's cold up there. They report plenty of snow, and the trails are, you know, great. And they've been dog sledding across lakes. Two species of birds they have enjoyed watching are common ravens and gray jays. The common raven is larger than our American crow. It's a symbol of Minnesota's north woods. It's considered by some observers to be the smartest of all birds. They're known for their gliding on flat, outstretched wings, the raspy calls, and they're also known for the aerial acrobatics. I've seen that, where they actually fly upside down in long, swooping dives. The gray jays are mostly tones of gray and similar size to our blue jay. They are also birds of the north woods. They travel in small family units of 3 to 5 birds and come to camps looking for food scraps. But Abby and Christian shared bits of their lunches with these gray jays. They said it's just so much fun. Maybe you've had one come to, some of our listeners have come to a campsite and maybe even take a hot dog off of the off of the grill. They'll do it.
They will do that.
Yeah. Our son John and wife Leah and two boys, Emmett and Harrison, have been visiting relatives in Jackson, Wyoming. They've been there, they just left there yesterday, but they've been there for the last few days. Snow there is measured in feet, and they've had plenty for skiing, and they also took a sleigh ride in the National Elk Refuge, located just on the north side of the city of Jackson itself. They saw hundreds and hundreds of elk, and the interesting thing is that only 7 to 10 days ago, there was just a handful of elk there. But with the heavy snow in the mountains, it drove these hundreds of elk down into this refuge. I'm sure this has been going on for hundreds of years. But also in the National Elk Refuge, Lee and John, the boys, saw trumpeter swans, Canada geese, ducks, bald eagles, And then just outside of Jackson, they watched six moose in a long, just in a line, just walking through the deep snow. Terrific. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report they have received 21 inches of snow in their yard so far this season, but higher up and inland from them, there's been twice that much. So skiing and all that is really good in that area. On these cold days, Lake Superior is, of course, it's still wide open, but steaming like everything, producing what is called sea smoke and making its own clouds. The most numerous of their bird feeder birds are the common red poles, but they also see downy, hairy, and pileated woodpeckers, blue jays, black-capped chickadees, and red-breasted nuthatches, plus two barred owls. The furry animals that they've seen in the last couple days in their yard include red squirrels, at least five at a time, two pine martens, three gray foxes, and a gray wolf. How about that? How would you like to have a wolf walk right through your yard? Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that they have about 3 inches of snow on the ground and have seen sun dogs the last 2 days. The bitter cold has brought out intricate frost patterns on some of their windows, patterns looking like palm and fern fronds, feathers, and even miniature forests. It's really quite a sight. I've noticed the same thing in our own, on one of our windows. I went out to check on the temperature, minus 23 here right now, but saw these beautiful frost patterns on the garage entrance window.
Jim, we're getting all these reports of current temperatures in various parts of CCO land, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Agar, South Dakota, 378 miles straight west of the Twin Cities, 30 below.
30 below.
Oh, you know what? It's not going to hurt to buy the yard furniture, though.
No, ours is still standing. You know, I'll say this. It's looking kind of cold out there.
Yeah. We're not going to be sitting out there probably today.
No.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today. But Jim and I love this furniture, not only because it's still a family-run business down there in Jordan, Minnesota, but it's a very green business. They make out of recycled plastic milk jugs this very substantial furniture. Jim and I have had both at our homes for years, and it looks brand new, and it will look brand new for years to come. And you don't have to store it. You just leave it outside. Yeah, and I know you and I have both done this, brought some maybe chairs in if you got some company, you know?
I know. So we use some inside during the wintertime, but our picnic table is sitting out there right now looking kind of cold, but it's all ready.
but it'll be ready in the spring for you. By the way, they've got that after Christmas sale as well at By the Yard. I'm going to give you a phone number and a website. A lot of folks call after Jim's show. A lot of folks did receive those gift cards, and you can find some. By the way, if you do buy the furniture, you don't have to bring it home, or they won't deliver. They'll deliver it in the spring. You don't have to get it right away. So visit By the Yard. They've got a beautiful showroom Jim and I both love there, just down 169. Here's their toll-free number, 877-220-0448. Ask for that catalog, just a recording. A lot of folks call after Jim's show, 877-220-0448, or get on the web at bytheyard.net. And pretty soon we'll be able to sit in that stuff again.
Yes. And if you have the right clothing, dress, and layers,
that's
you can
right.
Do it today.
You got a nice note.
Oh, wow.
You got a nice note from Professor Faber, Ray Faber, professor of biology at St. Mary's, as you know.
Yes.
He said, I'm a little late on this, but last week he saw a gray partridge.
Oh.
It was the first partridge seen in several years, he said. Unfortunately, we do not have a pear tree.
Oh, no.
But he wanted to pass that along.
Oh, that is so neat. Yeah. Down there in Winona.
Yeah.
Okay. Naturalist Matt Shute, the author of the new book, Nature at Your Doorstep, and that's put out by Noden Press, reports that from his Golden Valley home, two opossums come each afternoon about 3 p.m. to feed on whole corn. Now, Matt scatters the corn on the ground in his backyard feeding station. Also each late afternoon, as it's getting dark, 30-plus mallard ducks fly in to eat the whole corn. And last night, for at least 2 hours, a raccoon was there eating corn. Matt doesn't remember seeing an active raccoon out that late in the season. How about that? Normally, raccoons at this time are sleeping in hollow trees, old buildings, and other sheltered spots, and first come out during a late January or early February thaw. Jimmy Mace from the In-Town Marina, that's located on the south side of Lake Waconia, right where we live here, which is Lake Waconia is the second largest lake of the Twin Cities area. Anyway, they started renting ice fishing houses 4 days ago. The average ice thickness is 13 to 14 inches, but they never say the ice is safe. So stop in at the In-Town Marina if you're coming out here to go fishing and get some information so you get out on the ice and off the ice safely. Northern pike and sunfish have been biting during the day, and early evening is best for crappies, and walleye fishing is best during the night. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, report a low temperature yesterday morning of minus 18 and a high of only minus 9. 12 gray squirrels came to eat yesterday afternoon, but none showed up in the morning. They also had many birds feeding on yesterday, the cold day. 18 species were seen at their feeding station, including mourning doves. They saw 5 at one time. They saw 12 blue jays at one time, and they counted 40 northern cardinals feeding all at one time. Also yesterday, Ray and Marlene Simon spotted 2 flocks of horned larks while they were driving in the country just west of Northfield. One flock of about 15, and the other one had 30 horned larks. Do we have time for a little more?
We have about a minute.
Okay. The planet Earth is in an elliptical orbit as it travels around the sun each year. So it happens that the Earth is closer to the sun by about 3 million miles now than in the first part of July. In spite of Minnesota being closer to the sun in January, it nevertheless averages out to be the coldest month of the year, and that's because the sun is low in the sky and the daylight times are shorter. So we're going to be at what we call, Earth is at perihelion, this coming Tuesday, January 2nd, so its distance will be 91,401,983 miles away. Isn't that amazing how astronomers yeah. figure out things like that?
It is amazing.
Well, anyway, because it's been so cold, you think, are there signs of spring? Well, Bill and Julie, Julie Brophy and her husband Bill Lutz from Victoria, first spring vocalization from a blue jay, that's known as a spelunker sound, and they heard that December 23rd. And several people have reported hearing the whistled Phoebe spring call of the black-capped chickadee.
Oh, that's, yes. Then they're saying, it's cold.
That's not spring soon.
All right, Jim. Happy New Year, and we'll talk in the new year 1 week from today, huh?
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Jim. Now. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.